often stayed, because Bishop Jeremiah Shetler had thought it would be an improvement over his nephew's former living arrangements. During his stay, Pete had done some much-needed maintenance around their farm, as well as remodeling their noodle factory, while his active young dog had mostly dug up Mom's flower beds, chewed the belts on their noodle-making equipment, and found other trouble to get into. Pete had moved into his uncle's house, however, when Bishop Jeremiah had announced his engagement to teacher Lydia and Christner. Both men had felt it would be more convenient for Pete to live at the Shetler farm during the winter while he did extensive remodeling on the bishop's place. Although Marietta appreciated the return to a quieter routine without their renter, she sensed Molly had secretly adored the muscular blonde carpenter and his rambunctious dog. "Maybe you should pay Pete a visit," she suggested. "I bet he'd be tickled if you took over a pan of noodle pudding." "Why would I do that?" Molly blurted. Her tone sounded playfully defiant, but her brow furrowed. "It's not as though anything would come of a relationship, even if Pete took the hint and asked me out." "Why not?" Marietta paused, hoping to express her concerns carefully. "Just because I'll never marry, that doesn't mean you should forfeit a potential romance. Sure, Pete's clueless most of the time, but he seems trainable, and he's awfully cute. Let's not forget that Pete refuses to join the Amish church, so a romance would be pointless, if he even knew the meaning of the word," Molly shot back. "Truth be told, I like Riley better than Pete anyway. I intend to remain here on the farm with you, sister, as we've always agreed," she added quickly. "We're turning 35 next month, so why would I want to change my life and my attitude to accommodate a husband?" Although Marietta still suspected her sister had feelings for Pete, she was greatly relieved to hear Molly's vehement insistence upon staying at the home place. The two of them had spent very little time apart, so how would she cope with life alone in their farmhouse if Molly married? She didn't even want to think about such a solitary existence. "And besides," Molly continued as she fed another strip of her dough into the roller, "we Maidles need to keep the marketplace going, ain't so? With Regina married now and Lydia Ann engaged to the bishop, it'll soon be just us two and Joe running the place." Marietta nodded. Joe Fussner had been the driving force behind creating the marketplace from a dilapidated old stable nearly 6 months ago, and she'd planned the business venture as a project for her four Maidle friends to share with her. "I really miss having Regina at the shops on Saturdays. And once Lydia Ann's married to Bishop Jeremiah, she won't be working away from home either," Marietta agreed. Once again, she chose her words carefully, hoping Molly wouldn't realize how worried she was about being alone. "Wouldn't be fair to Joe if we married and left the management all on her shoulders. Her bakery keeps her so busy, I don't see how she'd have time to take over all of the bookkeeping as well." "I'm hoping Lydia Ann will keep doing our accounting at home after she marries," Molly remarked as they both began cutting thin strips of dough for soup noodles. "It's not even December yet, and Drusilla's already clucking about Joe's extra baking for the Christmas season. Can you imagine how she'll fuss if Joe were to spend even more time doing all the organizing and accounting? Bawk, bawk, bawk!" Marietta laughed out loud. Joe's mom was known for always seeing the proverbial glass as half empty rather than half full. And indeed, Drusilla Fussner often seemed to believe she had no glass at all. "We shopkeepers will all be busier than usual, starting this weekend when..." The familiar rumble of a pickup truck made them look toward the window. Molly's face lit up. She quickly shut off her roller and washed her hands, laughing at the sound of a golden retriever's raucous bark. Out of habit, she opened the door just wide enough to slip outside, preventing Riley from entering the noodle.